Investors search for the next crypto winner in a sea of Dogecoin and Bitcoin.
People are thinking, you know, I can buy a lot of these and really benefit from the rally, which they think will go up.
Plus, the market reaction to global calls to waive COVID-19 vaccine patents and ham radio signals from the most remote places on Earth. It's Friday, May 7th. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Here's the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. Lawmakers in Texas approved Republican-sponsored election legislation in the early hours of Friday morning after an all-night debate. As we mentioned on the podcast yesterday, supporters have said it'll help keep elections secure, while opponents have said it'll make it harder for eligible people to vote. It received pushback from civil rights groups and corporations. We'll keep you updated on WSJ.com. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is fighting to shield her wealth from a jury ahead of her criminal fraud trial. Her attorneys sparred with federal prosecutors over whether details of her lifestyle, including perks and fame, attained as chief executive would be relevant to jurors. She's facing a trial in August on charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud for alleged misrepresentation she made about Theranos' blood testing technology. The judge didn't issue an immediate ruling. She has pleaded not guilty. Walmart plans to offer nationwide virtual healthcare services after buying telehealth provider MeMD. It provides virtual healthcare across the U.S. and runs 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service throughout the year. Walmart didn't disclose financial details, but the acquisition is its latest push into the healthcare sector. The retail giant said it expects the deal to close in the coming months. The MeMD deal opens another front in which Walmart and Amazon may compete. Amazon recently announced plans to provide its telehealth service, Amazon Care, to its nearly 1 million U.S. employees by summer. It will also be offered to other employers. And we'll be watching the Labor Department today for the April jobs report to get a better idea about the state of the economic recovery. More on that on our evening podcast. As we talked about last night, stocks rose, including a new closing high for the Dow. Healthcare stocks notched the smallest gain of the S&P 500's 11 sectors, rising less than 0.1%. What's the story behind this? Let's talk to markets columnist Rochelle Teplinski in London. Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Rochelle, how did yesterday's news involving COVID-19 vaccines factor into this?
Healthcare stocks traded down for most of Thursday, and shares of the COVID vaccine makers were hit particularly hard. Now, that's likely down to comments from the U.S. trade rep Katherine Tai, who said that the U.S. would support waiving intellectual property rights for their vaccines. So the thought behind the change is that it would allow some companies in developing countries to manufacture their own vaccines. But the stocks rallied late in the day to recover some of those losses after reports that German Chancellor Angela Merkel pushed back against the plan.
And on another topic, Rochelle, we're still getting quarterly results. As we wrap up the week, how are things shaping up so far with earnings?
There continues to be optimism about the economic recovery. Around 85% of the S&P 500 companies have published their first quarter results so far, and profits are up significantly over the first quarter last year, which is leading some companies like Kellogg and PayPal to even raise their guidance for this year.
Rochelle Teplinski, thank you. Cryptocurrencies have also seen gains. We'll break down the landscape with our reporter covering the crypto scene after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Chances are you've heard of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin. Maybe you even know about Dogecoin. But what about Digibyte or VeChain or SafeMoon? There are thousands of lesser-known cryptocurrencies out there. And with the spectacular rise of Bitcoin, investors are on the hunt for the next big crypto winner. My WSJ colleague Caitlin Ostroff covers the crypto scene, and she joins me now from London. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Mark.
So, Caitlin, can you paint a picture for us of what's happening right now in cryptocurrencies?
You're seeing like just a ridiculous rise in some of these. You know, Dogecoin is up 12,000% for the year. You have other cryptocurrencies like SafeMoon, which didn't even exist until about March, which is now, you know, upwards of 20,000% in returns. And so people are seeing like these drastic numbers, and because you can buy them for really, really cheap. I mean, Dogecoin with its value is still only 69 cents a coin. And people are thinking, you know, I can buy a lot of these and really benefit from the rally, which they think will go up.
So what's going on here? Is it clear what's prompting these cryptocurrencies prices to shoot up?
Yeah, so you've had a bunch of factors kind of coming into play with the pandemic. So obviously, businesses were shuttered, people were spending more time at home, and, you know, we're all relying on technology and the internet way more than we used to be. You've also had stimulus checks that have come into people's pockets, and so they have, in some cases, extra money to spend that wasn't needed for things like rent or other payments, and they are looking for a way to either make money or have a little bit of fun. And so you've seen a lot of that money go into brokerage accounts and go into trading crypto and stocks this year. And you've also had social media playing a big role, because you've had people like Elon Musk who have started talking about odd cryptocurrencies like Dogecoin, and various rappers and other personalities also like get into the fray. And that's brought a really, really heightened focus on cryptocurrencies from people who really never traded before.
And what about some of the lesser known cryptocurrencies, things like Digibyte and VeChain? You also mentioned SafeMoon. Why are they going up too?
Yeah, so what's happened is because people have looked at Dogecoin's rise, Dogecoin, which was created as a meme joke cryptocurrency, never designed to have any real value, the fact that it is up so much, people are seeing it and saying, you know, why not something else as well? Like, we have seen what the force of people on social media all piling into one thing can do to, you know, really raise these assets. And it could be anything else that comes next.
So that leads to my next question. Is there an investment case for these crypto assets, or is this pure speculation?
Yeah, so there are not as much with Dogecoin, because it's literally based on a meme, but there are some of these like VeChain where people do look at it and they think, you know, maybe we could see more people adopt the underlying blockchain. But for a lot of these, it is just people looking at how cheap an asset is and thinking that it could go up. And because of that, it is very speculative. These are not people who have always done a ton of research for putting money into this. And to some degree, that's okay, as long as you're not betting more than you can stand to lose. It's when people do that that the concern comes that, you know, maybe this is getting a little bit out of control and we could see a lot of people get burned if all of a sudden these prices correct.
So a lot of risk. Then that leads to the question of regulation. Are there any rules governing these cryptocurrencies?
So cryptocurrencies generally fall under the regulatory umbrella of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, but with the exception of like very certain coins, they haven't really introduced a ton of regulation. Usually when regulation does come into play, it's specific actions against one crypto or two cryptos, and it comes way after people have already put money into it. And so some people are worried that there could be more regulation, in part because we are seeing this massive frenzy now, but it's still probably very far off.
So it sounds like there's a lot that's still unresolved about this whole sector.
We're still trying to figure out what the landscape winds up looking like, if this rush into crypto is going to be sustained or is temporary. What happens when lockdowns ease? There's a new head of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, who just started, who seems to be more focused on, you know, some of the speculative trading broadly that's been happening. And so the question of what happens next is very wide open.
All right. We'll be following along. The Wall Street Journal's Caitlin Ostroff in London. Caitlin, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Mark.
And And finally, we could soon start dreaming about post-pandemic travel plans, maybe to see our families far away or find a beach to just chill. For some diehard ham radio operators, their travel goals may go a little farther. Ham radios connect users across great distances. So-called hams take pride in reaching the rarest of locations and have a list of places that span from the toughest to the easiest places to contact. It starts with North Korea at number one and the U.S. at number 340. We found one group hoping to venture out to an uninhabited island in the South Atlantic to set up a temporary radio outpost. And that's what's news for Friday. We're back tonight with a new show. Until then, keep track of the developing stories on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal. Please enjoy the weekend, and thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.